Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Aftermess.
It is time for the Aftermess podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
We're going to play some Morning Wood on this Aftermess podcast. This is a game I used to play with an old show about 10 years ago. We had fun with this. I was telling the show about it. Like, this should be fun. So we have Would You Rather questions. Mm-hmm. Hence the double entendre, Morning Wood.
Boing. Didn't you have a sound effect too?
Did we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
Sometimes
you
know more shit about my old show than I do.
Well, I was trying to get hired, so I was trying to suck up and do anything. I'm like, dude, you that Morning Wood segment? Boing.
Good for you. You know what? That makes sense because I remember my first radio experience, my first years, I would listen to everything that the Baca Boys and Big Boy did. And I knew everything. I knew their intros, their sing-alongs. That makes total sense. I was drunk and high when you were an intern the whole time.
And I was on before you just running the board. So
yeah,
to listen to everything.
All right, here we go. Boing. I'll start off with the first one. JD.
Yes.
And Sienna.
Okay.
Because I think some of these Morning Woods are for certain people, right?
Yeah, I made one for you, one for JD, and the other three, like, generic.
Okay, I think this is generic for all two of you.
Okay.
All two of you.
All two of you
here. Would you rather bring back Michael Jackson from the dead or your grandmother? So you got to think, selfishly, you bring back your grandmother or do you bring back Michael Jackson for all of us?
Oh, okay. Did you like your grandparents? JD?
That's a fair question, Sienna.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sienna. Sienna knows the answer. My dad's side, I'm not too fond of. I still listen. At the end of the day, I love them still. But
would you bring back Michael Jackson for me or your grandmother that you kind of like?
My grandma that used to live in Apache Junction, I love my grandma and grandpa on my mom's side so much.
I love Michael Jackson, though. Mm-hmm.
I know, but now that, with all due respect, now that he's passed away, you know, as of a long time ago, we're getting to really give him the proper flowers rather than like look at him some creepazoid. So I'm probably bringing back my grandparents.
Oh, I thought you would say Michael Jackson.
I thought you were Michael. I was ready to clap. Oh, your grandma. I don't know. What did they sing?
What?
What did they sing?
What did they provide to society?
I don't know. They got me into country music. Yeah. Shout out to line dancing. Yeah, I care about my family.
Right. So the whole world depends on Sienna. Sienna, the power
the
was yours.
The whole world?
The whole world.
I was hoping JD would say MJ so I could bring back my grandmother, but now I feel like it's on me to bring back MJ.
The whole world.
What era?
Fuck Michael Jackson. Bring back your family.
What era of Michael Jackson would you want back?
Like,
specifically able to bring back an era of him.
God, there's so many great era. Like what album time?
Sure.
You can bring him back as a child from the Jackson 5.
You want a child dead. Wow, you want Michael Jackson dead?
I'm like, you want to bring back his childhood trauma?
No, I don't, but he gave bangers. Dude, ABC, come on.
I know, he was so very talented. Okay. Or maybe if we bring him back at 5 years old, things could be different.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, the Beat It era. Not like when his dad beat him, but like.
Oh, gosh.
Not that Michael.
Not that one, no. That was 5 years old.
The other Beat It.
I don't know. I think
beat it, Billie Jean. Human nature. Why?
Thriller.
Tell them that it's human nature. Why?
I'm sorry. I still want to bring back my grandma.
You're pissing off the world.
I know.
Hey, dog. Hey, that's love right there.
The world's already kind of used to him being gone. For you. He won't be there because he's not coming back from the dead.
Though you're far away.
Very far away.
I wonder what MJ's political stance would be in this climate.
You would let Michael Jackson dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, I didn't really grow up. Like, I obviously know Michael Jackson. He's iconic, and I know his hit songs. But I didn't grow up with Michael Jackson the way you did and my parents did. So man, I would probably choose my grandmother who raised me.
What's her name?
Maria.
Maria. Bring it back, Maria. What's your Gretchel? What is?
Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel? Your grandmother's name was Laurel. You're so white.
Laurel.
And Bud.
And Bud.
Laurel and Bud.
Yeah.
I had Maria and Pedro.
Guess the race. Yeah. You guys are so stereotyped.
I know. So stereotypical.
What the hell? Bud and Laurel and Pedro and Maria. What the hell? It sounds fake.
I know, but I promise. That's really right.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson, again.
Yeah, sorry. Well, what would you do? You'd bring back Michael Jackson?
Hell no. I'm bringing back my grandmother.
Okay,
I got
good.
Her.
Good, good.
I got her. People that see this tat right here, this is Maria. My grandmother's Maria Rodriguez. That was my dad's mom. I was really close to her, so I'll definitely bring back her. She gave me some wisdom growing up, so I bring back my grandma.
Sorry, MJ. To check.
I thought JD would pick Michael Jackson.
So did I. Yeah. So I was relying on him to be the one who kind of evens it out a little bit.
Why? Just because I would go against the grain a little bit?
I just thought you didn't like your grandparents.
Yeah.
I don't like my dad's side. Well, I love them because they're family, but yeah.
You don't have to love them.
Yeah, well... You kind of do.
No, you don't.
Okay, then no.
You literally don't have to like or love anyone you don't want to, whether they're your family or not.
Because if they're still bad people, they're still bad people.
I really don't want to go back to therapy. That's something I feel like I'd have to workshop.
No, here's another thing. Like with, I'm trying to not to do this. I do it once in a while, but I'm 75% and I don't tell my kids, go hug your aunt, go hug your uncle. If they don't want to, they don't have to.
I just believe that we grew up in a different time period.
Did.
So, you know, I'm
like,
trying to
give them a kiss, give
them
a hug. No, maybe I don't want my daughter to kiss another man just because he's uncle.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he fucked up, but that's still family. You should still,
that. You're out. You're done.
I don't need to.
He's your blood. I don't care.
It's interesting because now I'm watching Animal Kingdom, you know, and Netflix, and that is, there's so much of that happening.
Yeah.
I'm really starting. Can we move on? I'm getting anxious.
Let's move on, right?
Are you getting worked up?
Morning wood.
I have a morning wood for Joey. Would you rather fight one toddler-sized Joey or five Joey-sized toddlers?
That is such a JD question. What the hell?
A toddler-sized me.
or five Joey-sized toddlers.
I'll fight the five Joey-sized toddler. I can't see myself fighting a toddler.
That's
even if he
size.
Looked like me. Yeah. Because he's a toddler.
Yeah.
It was kind
I'm
of
so
a,
confused, to be honest.
No,
I'm just confused.
It's kind of a play.
It's a JD question.
No,
of course you're going to be.
Shut the fuck up.
Because I'm trying to visualize it.
Because you have to visualize. It's like someone dresses up a Halloween costume and you got to explain your costume. It's not as funny.
No, it's a play on of would you rather fight one duck-sized horse or five duck-sized horses. It's kind of a play on that.
Get it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude.
God.
It's like the most basic
play the
would
game.
It's the most would you rather question ever. Do you want me to give you a different one then?
Someone that just doesn't suck. Mine was so simple. Bring back your dead grandmother or bring back dead Michael Jackson. It's done. People know that.
Would you rather your kid repeat everything you say in public or everything your ex-wife says in public?
Would I rather my kid say my ex-wife or me in public? Everything we say.
Yeah, everything you say. You'd rather have like Cruz and Gia repeat that in public? Or
so
would
kids,
you rather
they,
have Amber?
Good job, biscuit, try the biscuit. Or their mom would be like, oh my fucking God, my coffee order is so fucking wrong today. I just fucking can't. I'd rather them repeat me.
Your kids or Amber?
Yeah, Amber just.
Everywhere they go, school included.
Yeah, because they would just be a wise ass like me. Or just their mom. Love their mom. Thank you for my three blessings. She just complains about everything. So my kids would just grow up complaining about everything.
Just little whiners.
Like, oh my God, homework again. And can you imagine Cruz doing that? Oh my God.
Don't want to go to football.
football.
It's so football,
hot.
So hot.
I don't even like what I'm wearing. I hate this jersey.
Who picked this color pattern?
She's going to hate seeing this.
Cleats again.
Make me feel so short.
What? Run a out pattern? What even is that?
No, I'm tired.
Dad. What a girl.
Poor Gia.
He said poor Gia.
All right, who's next?
Okay, you want me to go? Okay. Sorry, my phone closed. Okay, JD, would you rather date someone your mom doesn't like or date someone your mom picks for you?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Gosh.
Oh, you're really thinking on that.
Yeah.
But I guess you do have to factor in, does your mom really know you well enough to pick someone that you would actually like?
Hot take, with all due respect, women are terrible at picking other women for their guy friends.
You have said that. But this is your mother.
You think that's true?
I know that's true.
Women are horrible picking out a person?
I think they pick out the right person. Let me rephrase. Attractive women. Like, there's
you
not...
You think if Sienna picked a girl for me and you, she would make a bad decision?
I think they'd be a good girl, but they wouldn't be as attractive as we think they are.
Got you.
Because women factor in personality. It's not a bad thing.
I feel like Sienna would pick up. She knows me.
Sienna's been
point.
A great wing woman. So
I was like, I think I do a pretty good job.
I think Sienna would do a great job.
I think so too.
Okay, that's your theory.
Probably someone that my mom wouldn't like.
So you'd rather date someone that you like, but your mom can't stand?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, interesting. Oh, I really thought you would have your mom pick for you.
I thought so too.
Yeah, I don't like the answer, but yeah, I don't want my mom picking the person for me. So
just don't
want
to risk it?
Mm-mm.
For the biscuit.
Yeah, I figure it. And remember, family's not blood, you know, if we're just going back in time.
That's interesting. You're right. Because I don't think I could be with someone that my mom couldn't stand. Because
I know.
And then I could see my mom picking me someone that... Mom.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's what's kind of hard. Mom.
I see.
And then you have to be with this person for the rest of your life?
Yeah, because what if it's someone she wants for you, but that's not necessarily for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. You know what? It's for life?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. I'm with JD.
I know.
I'm with JD.
I don't
mom,
like
don't come over.
It.
She's here. Like, yeah. My mom hates you.
Just endure it at that point.
My mom's coming over. You have to go. She hates you. I'll be honest. Like, she hates you. My dad likes you. My mom fucking despises you.
I mean, it kind of works for you guys because both your parents live out of state. So it's not like you always see them.
I don't see my mom as much as I want to. So I'm okay doing the math. I see my mom once every, if I'm lucky, every 2-3 months. So that's 4 or 5 times. Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling because it makes you question yourself whether you chose the right person or not. You know, if your mom doesn't like them, unless you don't have a great relationship with your mom. If my mom didn't like the girl I was dating, that would kind of suck.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah. I mean, she just kept it to herself. she didn't tell me.
And then she was like, I'm not getting involved.
She's like, by the way, I'm never going to talk to another person you date ever again. She just wants to stay out of the business forever.
And said, meet this torta. You're going to date her from now on.
Yeah. She's like, ooh.
Makes sense.
Unless you have a ring on it, she doesn't want to meet anyone.
I don't think my mom gives a fuck, dude. She's like, I don't even care.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, I say that with all due respect. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Here's one for the room. Would you rather not shower for a week? Or eat a stick of butter for dinner for a month?
I'd rather not shower for a week. All those carbs for butter? I can't do it.
I love butter.
A whole stick?
You would eat a whole stick for dinner for a month?
Fam, I mean, kinda.
Not shower for a week is tough.
Yeah, body spray though and deodorant.
Yeah, I think I could like power through and not shower.
I was going to say something really gross, but I'll keep it to myself.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, is this women for on or off their period?
On.
Because that changes the game.
You're on.
Because if that's the
case, you're on your cycle.
I'm eating butter. If that's the case, I'm eating butter for dinner every month.
All right, when you're menstruating, JD.
Yeah. Yeah. Girl, same.
Clock it. Am I right?
I'm probably just not showering for a week because a whole stick of butter for a month is.
You know, that's why. Like, I think of people that they say they go camping for like 3-4 days. Like, oh yeah, I didn't even shower. Like, if I go like a couple days, I feel like ugh.
I never knew about the hair washing thing. You know, like I was surprised the first time a woman was ever like, oh, I only wash my hair once this week or something.
Oh,
like
women
that.
Do not wash the hair. The last time I washed my hair was not this past Sunday, but the last Sunday. So what was that? The beginning of May, and we're the 14th?
I learned that years ago, not like decades ago. I learned that years ago. I go, what do you mean? Like, oh yeah.
I'll be pushing 2 weeks of not washing my hair.
That's crazy.
Does it not make you feel gross?
No, because I mean, I have dry shampoo and stuff, but there's just some women whose hair gets oily quicker. Mm. So it just depends on your hair type, but mine is pretty decent to where I don't have to.
That's
wash
when she
every
has
day.
An everything shower.
Yeah, an everything shower. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
You have to wash hair, shave, all the things. Wash your body.
All the things, yeah.
Yeah.
Like how many minutes difference of everything shower and just a basic shower?
Oh, a basic shower for me is like 15, 20 minutes. And then everything. An everything shower will take me like an hour, hour and a half sometimes.
Oh, snap. Hour and a half.
Of running water?
Yeah. Wow.
That's why we're fucking running out of water.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, because what I do is I wash my hair and then I put in a mask for 5 to 10 minutes. I take out that mask and then I put my conditioner in. While doing that, I wash my body as well as shave my legs. Or sometimes if I want to do my arms, I'll put my arm cream on, which takes 10 minutes.
Jeez.
And then I have to wash all that out. And if I'm doing my curly hair, I have to comb my hair in the shower, then put it on cold water to activate my curls. And then, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, my God. That's taking out all the hot water in my house. I live in an older house.
Does Gia have straight hair? She does, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good. Because when you have curly hair, it takes a different kind
of. Oh, my goodness. An hour and a half. I didn't know an everything shower takes an hour and a half.
You put a mask on in the shower?
Yeah, my hair. So all that.
The water is running for an hour and a half? Or really?
Sorry, Arizona. It's me. I'm the problem.
You thirsty motherfuckers. It's Sienna.
It's me taking up all the water.
An hour and a half shower?
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
You're going to get relegated because you live in a home, like a house. That's going to happen. Yeah,
what's relegated? What does that mean?
Like you're going to be like penalized. Like they're going to basically charge
you. Is it penalized or penalized?
Here we go. What is it, Harry?
Harry,
you're the tiebreaker.
What do you say, Harry? Penalized.
I'm not mad at it. It's a good question.
I've heard penalized.
I hate that. It's penalized.
Yeah, it's penalized.
Yeah.
It's penalized.
Who says that? Penalized?
You've heard it.
I'll give one to Sienna here. Would you rather go 2 years with no Starbucks or no Target?
All the gasps. I think without Target. Because I just love having a fun drink. It doesn't even necessarily need to be Starbucks. My favorite thing about being a girl, well, I guess you could be a guy too, but I just love getting a fun drink, whether it's a matcha or a smoothie or just a juice. I love having a little fun drink with me. So if I can't have that, it eliminates the experience whether I'm going to Target or not. Mm. So I don't have to go to Target. I could go to fucking Walmart. I go to the dollar store. But as long as I have my cute little fun drink, I'm good.
Mm,
Target not matter to you then?
Huh?
Target doesn't matter.
I love Target, but I could live without it because I have other things.
Wait a minute. I would have hacked the system with that question. Some Targets have Starbucks. Ooh. Boom.
Exactly.
I'll do without Starbucks. I go to Target with the Starbucks in it.
Yeah, you didn't say. You didn't say it had to be its own distinct location.
That is true. Yeah, so there's the hack. There's the loophole. But if I had to choose individually, I could live without Target. Even though Target tells me what to buy sometimes, Actually, no, it is better to live without Target because it does tell me what to buy and I spend so much fucking money there.
She's talking to herself is crazy.
I am, yeah,
you
sorry.
Saw that? She does. She just talks to herself. It's fucking crazy.
I think about it out loud. But I told you guys, I talked to myself, so now you guys witnessed it. Anyway.
No, we are witnessing it.
Yeah.
We are.
Because I could call you, hang up the phone, and you'd have that exact conversation.
Yeah,
with
I could
yourself.
Figure things out on my own. Therapist, too. That's what I'm telling you. I can self-diagnose myself. I'm good.
All right, Sienna, you're up.
Sorry, not to discredit therapists. I know you're very smart and everything. Okay. Am I reading one?
I believe yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So, Joey, would you rather work with an old co-host that you don't get along with here in Phoenix or move back to Chicago?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's a great one. Fuck, that sucks. I love the city of Chicago to visit. I couldn't do the city. I'd have to work with that I didn't like.
Yeah, so you get to stay here in Phoenix, but just think of the co-host that you can't fucking stand.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
You're going to have to work with them here. You love Phoenix. You love being here. Your kids go to school here, all the things.
Oh, my God.
Or that's be happy in Chicago.
3-year contract.
You just have to move back to Chicago.
Forever?
Is it a contract? I didn't think term. About the timeline, but a contract. So
a
what?
3-year deal.
A 3-year contract?
A 3-year, I'd have to go back to Chicago.
Could you stick it out for 3 years?
Who's my show in Chicago?
Whoever you like. It'll just be more pleasant.
No. Old show.
Okay, old show.
Chicago show or...
They don't even get along. They don't even talk. So it's the same situation.
So it'd be the same situation where you were back in the beginning of 2023, right?
No,
you were in Chicago?
But then I get Phoenix. I love Phoenix. But then I'd hate to work with this person every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm picking Phoenix. I literally invest in money to go to therapy with this person. Let's work out our differences. We yeah. are stuck here. We're going to have to get out our differences. We don't have to love each other, but let's like each other because I love Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I really much like Chicago, but I tried it out. It's not my city. It's a city to visit. I love Phoenix. And then I get weekends off here in Phoenix to love Phoenix and not work with the other person. No, I think I could work out through all my differences with anybody in life. So I would do therapy with that person. I have that person in my mind and we're like, all right, let's work out our differences. How did we get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Work it out. I'm like, come on, man, let's make this money. Let's have fun. Anyone can change. We've grown and then we move on. I'm taking Phoenix.
I'm taking Phoenix. Did you not get weekends off in Chicago or you did?
No, we did.
Oh, okay. I just heard you say like, well, I get weekends off. So I was like, wait, did you not get them?
Well, here, if I worked with a person, we'd work with each other Monday through Friday.
Right. Oh, okay.
And then weekends off, and I'd still be in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Chicago, I just was misplaced. I was like, I'm lost here. I'm starting all over in Chicago where Phoenix is not my home. So that's a good one.
Yeah, whoa. That one was tailor-made for you.
That's tough.
Oh, I got anxious listening.
See, you talked it out. Talking it out helps sometimes.
My foot started.
I've been through
my
some
sandals
shit,
wet.
Bro.
His sandals are sliding
my
off. They're
sandals,
so sweaty. Like, his
the
feet
slides
are sweating.
Are sliding right now.
Yo, I've been through some moments in my life with working with certain people. Like, oh my God, how can I work with this person anymore? And then even a city where like Chicago's such a beautiful,
it's almost
amazing
like, yeah.
mm-hmm. city.
Whether you hate the city or the person, which do you hate more?
You can't
say you hate Chicago.
I don't. I didn't say it. Yeah. I don't hate Chicago.
But he just didn't like his time there. Right?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't enjoy my time there, but I love fair. Chicago. I was actually yesterday talking with an old co-host, Carla, and she might be doing her birthday party in Chicago. She said, you should come. So I plan to go visit the city and... I only made a couple of friends there, so I just couldn't live there. I think it's when, I just love Phoenix, man. I just love it here. I'm glad I went to Chicago to make me appreciate Phoenix. And people complain about, I don't know, what do they complain about Phoenix? That the heat?
The heat.
But it's like for a few months, it's like, oh God, this heat sucks. But then the other 7-8 months, the weather's good, if not great.
Yeah, and I think people think there's still nothing to do here, which that's fine with me, so that way people don't keep moving
it's
here.
It's all desert, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's all desert and dirt, so stop moving here.
There's
We're
and
good.
The thing is, you know, I'll just say there's plenty to do here. Honestly, there's always a concert, a club, a pop up this, a pop up that. The food, it's becoming a foodie city, so I love it. All right, that's a great question, though.
Thank you. That was my number one. That was the first one I came up with.
Oh my gosh, I was sweating a little bit.
I'm telling you, I'm like, if you felt my foot right now,
ew.
Because I'm thinking, I won't say the person. I'm thinking of the person I would have to work with every day again, or that depressing time I was in with Chicago. It wasn't the city per se.
Oh, I know, dude.
The city was, it was everything involved with me.
If you don't make friends before winter, you're cooked. You're talking to yourself for a full season.
It was,
you know, you're
crazy.
Not like that, going out with
winters,
anybody.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a totally different beast.
Different. It's different. You have to be like born and bred of that. I really enjoy that.
It's a two for suffer question.
Oh my God. We're running up in time here, man.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I got two here.
I also like how you wrote them down on a notepad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that too.
I got one or two. You want a simple one or one that's long-winded?
Long-winded.
Would you rather fart out of your mouth once a month, unexpectedly for a year?
Okay.
Or burp out of your butt once a day, with a 2-minute warning for a year.
I'm burping just so I can give. Can I give people a heads up?
You can. It's once a day.
Because if I have the 2-minute warning, I could run and do it in private, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm burping.
But it's every
out
day. Burping out your butt?
Yeah, which is kind of like a fart.
It's got basically
the burp.
Yeah.
Butt.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or just once a month, you fart out your mouth unexpectedly. You're like, all of a sudden, you're doing a break, you're talking to somebody. Wait.
Does the burp smell like a fart?
Ew.
Well, the fart smells like a fart too.
You know what? Just for fun purposes, I'd fart out of my mouth. Just be like, can you do the fart noise while I like pretend like I'm burping? You ready?
Yeah.
See, that's kind of like a cute one though. I was thinking of like a ripping ass. You know what I mean? Like I was thinking it was going to be like loud, thunderous.
Like
that's going to be an unfortunate clipping for you with your mouth open like that.
I know. It's going to be like Andy on the billboards, you know, like when he's
out
in the office.
Yeah, the
office.
Billboards were defamed.
That's gonna be
farting out the mouth?
Yeah, I'll do it for fun.
I was thinking of farting out the mouth, but then I was just thinking when I in-game host at baseball games, if I'm doing a hit and I fart out of my mouth unexpectedly.
And the whole stadium.
That's the worst. So yeah. I think I'm just going to fart or burp out of my butt.
All right, burp out the butt.
Unexpectedly, right?
With 2 minute warning.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one.
It's every day.
I'm going to take that one.
Okay.
Okay. Is it JD's turn or my turn?
It doesn't matter. If you feel like you got a heater.
I kind of had one going off of farting. So mature. I was going to put, would you rather shit yourself on a first date or rip loud ass during sex for the first time with a girl?
Oh, rip ass.
Yeah.
I don't want to shit myself.
That's kind of a no-brainer. Shitting yourself is a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
You never realize how much shit you're shitting.
Have you shit yourself before?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. It's an accidental fart.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a shart. If you shit yourself, there's a different shart of a little coming out
squeeze it back up.
No, it was different than a shart. Oh, man. Yeah, I was at a bar one time. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's no coming back from
that. Did you just leave?
Yeah, I did.
Or were you too drunk to feel? Okay.
No, and then I told like my closest friend there, I was like, hey, by the way, I shit my pants.
Yeah, because if you shit your pants on that date, you're probably never going to see that girl again. Now, if you're going pound town and you fart during sex, if you handle your business, she'd be like, yeah, he ripped ass, but
that made sense.
I'm walking sideways.
Cover your ears.
Cover your ears. Yeah, you could always make a joke out of it too. Maybe make it not as awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of like a funny story that you know you have between the two of you. I mean, if you were on a first date and you were hooking up and the guy ripped ass, is that like an ick to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a little grossed out, but I guess it'd be funny. I don't know.
But the pound town was right.
Yeah, I think the pound town's the best answer.
Yeah.
Because if you shit your pants on a first date, then you have to leave and then you have to tell her why you're leaving.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of a funny story, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shitty situation. Am I right? Am I right? Ask our boss that question. See if he wants to jump in on this.
Yeah.
Is he on the phone? Is he coming? Oh, no. Okay. JD, go.
I guess I'll just say it as a for them, and either one of you could answer it. Would you rather accidentally like your ex's photo from 2017 or accidentally send them a voice note?
Oh, God.
And the voice note is just random stuff?
Think of like maybe the worst voice
note. I was going to say, or like, are you talking shit about them?
Something that's equivalent to liking a photo. Almost like,
God, I miss.
God, I, or you maybe you were talking shit about him or something like that. Think of the worst voice note.
Talking shit on a voice memo or liking. I'll do the like.
Photo.
Oof.
I like you with the person you were.
Yeah.
2017.
Ooh.
So they'll hate me for that. Or they'll wonder, what the hell? Dude, they're trolling. Why are they going so far back? But if you leave a voicemail, if you're talking shit, then they have the audio. They can play it for people.
Oh, that is true.
Because now you have the proof.
Yeah, because I think I was going to go with rather leave a voice note and then be done with it. Because it's like, obviously, you don't fuck with that person for a reason. So now they just know why.
Yeah.
But I don't want the trail of evidence.
Yeah, if you like a picture, it just leaves a why.
Yeah. You do kind of look, I mean, oh, you can't forget about me. Are you still looking at my shit? So it gives off that. But I think I'd rather like the photo.
Are you not curious about any of your exes back then? I know you're married. Is that like a bad question to ask someone who's married?
I don't know, but I don't care. I don't know where they're at now.
Joey?
About what?
Maybe, were you looking at previous exes when you were in your last marriage?
No,
Have any on Instagram?
Out of like sadness, almost like, oh, I kind of miss them a little bit.
No, I mean, I'm curious of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like every once in a while, I'm wondering what I've been married twice of my first wife, but not like I'm searching for them when I'm in a new relationship. We'll have mutual friends and then they'll punch up. Like my first wife, we went to high school together. So there'll be a picture of her. I'm like, oh my God, that's so and so. That's crazy. But, and then I like click on if they tag. I'm like, oh. Like, look, she's happily married and kids are big and beautiful, but no.
Yeah, fortunately for me, two of them, at least two exes, they don't have social media. So I don't know what they're up
to.
But like they have it and they just haven't updated it since like high school.
I don't know if you dated weirdos or you dated pretty cool people.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Could be either way. That's a good
question. Yeah. I'm like,
would you rather date a weirdo?
Or, I have no idea what that says about them, but it kind of helps me, to be honest.
Hey, Sienna, would you rather raw dog your ex today or tongue kiss JD's dog?
Our really boss just walked in on that.
This is what you wanted. You asked for this.
Well, since JD puts peanut butter in his mouth and like makes out with his dog anyway, that means like I would have JD Babas on me.
Yeah. Oh, your odd dog in the ex or JD's DNA on your tongue. But
if you say your ex, I'm going to be fucking offended.
I was going to say I'm married, so I can't go with the ex. I have to just get tongued down by Oakland.
Yeah.
I hate dogs licking me too. I hate it. I don't like when dogs lick me.
And JD just goes like this. He puts peanut butter in his mouth. And that's his dog.
It's not true, but clip it.
That's so sick. Ew, I hate it. I hate that.
Quick wheel of advice before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So this is from Brittany. She said, my best friend's fiance DM'd me late at night saying he's having doubts about the wedding and then asked me not to tell her. Now, every time I see them together, I feel weird, especially because she's already planning the bachelorette trip. Do I expose him, confront him privately, or stay out of it?
Okay. I had my immediate answer, but...
Ah. That wheel is struggling, right?
That wheel is wheeling.
It's cold.
Joe B's. Well, this is the best friend, right?
Yeah.
You tell your best friend everything. So mm-hmm. to me, it's your best friend's fiance confiding mm-hmm. in you, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But you tell your best friend like, hey, heads up. Like literally, as soon as you read that, you're calling the best friend up.
Yeah. How would the fiance not expect me not to tell her?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's almost like, I know what you're doing. You want me to tell my best
Maybe,
friend.
Maybe, yeah.
Because why else would you tell me?
Because I would not keep that for my best friend. I'd be like, you're planning this whole thing. Save your money. Save your time. All the effort. Your man is having second thoughts. Go talk to him.
I can picture Sienna calling your friend Gab and be like, bitch.
I
got the cheese.
No, yeah. Literally. The second I get that DM, I'm like, dialing up quickly. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my friend through that.
Well, no. To counteract that, I have a wonder for both of you since marriage is in your life. When you are about to get married, is there or was there a slight, just little natural human instinct of fear of like, this is for the rest of my life? I know probably for even you during your first or second marriage mm-hmm. where you're like, no, I'm 100% for certain. Was there just a sliver, you know, because he's basically saying that he's not sure. Wasn't there kind of a tiny bit of unsure?
I think I was just nervous for like the day to go right. I don't remember being nervous of like, am I doing the right thing? Like, I don't remember being like that. I just remember like, don't trip over your dress. Don't step on your veil. Like those kinds of things. So
for the wedding.
For the wedding. But it was never second guessing my husband. It was never second guessing the fact that I'm going to be married for the rest of my life. I was just excited to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds pick me or the fact that I'm, God forbid, just in love. But... Yeah, I didn't have those second doubts.
It's fair. I wonder what that sensation feels like.
no second thoughts for me at all. Mm-hmm. No, my first and second. I was ready. I was excited for both. My first wife, I was excited to start a life with her. We were best friends in high school and we got married, you know, to start a family. That didn't happen. In my second marriage, we had I was excited about it. But we did it at a courthouse. We didn't have like a big wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated that, just the wedding.
Yeah, because I would assume for most people, you're going into it, like not expecting to get divorced. You know what I mean? Whether it ends up like that or not, you're not going into it like, oh my God, we might not end up together. You should just be excited in the moment that this is the person you spend the rest of your life with. And then as time goes on, maybe it doesn't work out. You know what I mean? So I've never had that. Inkling, is that a good word to use?
You never came close to getting married, proposing to anybody?
If one of the girls would have said she was in love with me, I feel like I would have.
You would have.
Yeah. I definitely
Wait, if she
her.
Would have said she
yeah,
was
Yeah, because I remember in college, I told this girl when I was 21 that I was like, I was in love with her. I was like, I'm in love with you. Like, I felt like I could spend the rest of my life with her. And she was like, no, I'm in my hoe phase.
She thought she was in a hoe phase?
Basically.
Did she ever come back and like, okay, I'm out of my hoe phase. Take
no.
Me.
Oh. No.
Wait, you told this girl you're in love with her. You weren't dating her. You were just friends?
No, we had dated heavily. Oh. And then, like, we kind of lost contact, but then we rekindled. Nothing bad. And then,
Yeah, because I'm confused. You were dating a girl that said she was in her hoe phase.
I was dating a girl heavy, right?
Uh-huh.
And we kind of took a little bit of a break.
And
then when we kind of rekindled, maybe like a year or two later, we started not dating. We probably were more so hooking up.
Yeah.
But I was in love with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
I knew she was in love with me. Fucking played yourself.
She was getting dicked down. Yeah. No. She didn't dig down and liked it.
Isn't she like married or something now?
Mm-hmm. She's, I hope you're happy.
She has kids?
No.
No, no kids.
No, she has dogs. But
she has dogs. Do you think she gets peanut butter with her dogs too?
I don't know. I wish I could do that with her.
It could have been you.
Yeah.
It should have been me.
You could have been face to face with peanut butter in your mouths with two dogs.
I know she regrets it. I know she regrets it.
Yeah.
She can't get out. She's stuck now.
She's stuck now.
I know it for a fact. I know it.
Is he a good looking dude? Is he better looking than you?
No, dude. Fuck no.
He's not.
Are you just saying that?
No. I'll show you a picture. He's
really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Did she gain weight?
No, she still looks good.
Still looks good.
Ah, dang, that sucks for you.
Oh, God.
That sucks.
Nah, she's still fun. I love you. I'll always be here.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. You know who you are. I'll always be here for you. I love you. Be the same person you were.
And with that said, we'll see you back on the radio. 5:30 to 10, Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Out.
The After Mess.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.